Hey guys, Mike Taylor, aka Battleship Cobra. This is season 1, episode 11. Remember to take your breath. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. There's no better way to relax. When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is and your life is just to live your life inside the world. Try not to bash into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it, you can influence it. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. Steve Jobs. I think this is something, regardless of what you think of Steve Jobs, these types of quotes are what made him so incredible. You know, you can waste all the time you want complaining about who he was and the negativity and all this, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that the guy got that done. And I think people are just losing that lesson day by day. They just throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's a horrible saying, but they just one person says one thing or does one thing. You know what? There needs to be room for individuality. This guy was as unique as they come. Just incredible. If you look back at how much smartphones have changed the world and how Apple has changed the world, particularly Steve Jobs, just his thought process. I don't really use that many Apple products even, but Steve Jobs is an amazing influence. Rant of the day. Salespeople in the normal course of flow for CRM projects. Okay, so this is where, like, I think CRM is a myth. Okay, guys. CRM is a myth. Okay, I thought that. Every single time we get the same question, does SAP have a CRM? I say, yes, we do officially have a CRM module, but what do you specifically consider CRM? Crickets. Unable to define. Well, this. It's like, what features are you looking for? Oh, it like syncs things from my phone. Okay. Like when I go, I'm just too busy. I just need to sync things in my phone to something that does something. It's like, okay, well, you don't have 12 seconds to write a note. You can't fill in what you do in a day. Okay, so exactly, wait, hold on. What is CRM? I mean, the word is customer relationship management. What is that to you? And what do those functions look like? Well, it's a CRM. It's that thing I have that I don't use. Okay, so I was thinking about this and I'm like, well, every time we get this, it's just so confusing. I mean, you use SAP and the whole thing is really a customer relationship management system. I mean, you can find information quickly, drill down, you can run custom reports, you can look up previous information. You should know the status of where all your orders are and what's going on. You can track activities. I mean, the concept that you want to sync everything from your phone is garbage. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to do that. Nobody does it. What's the point of that? Is it? It's too much for you to ask. Too much for. Like, management needs information. What are you doing? What are the opportunities that you're doing? What are the stages that you're at? So SAP tracks those opportunities, and yeah, if you're working on a larger sales process, you can communicate that really clearly through the opportunities, but it's always too clunky. Oh, they won't want to use it. Well, how are you going to know what they're doing? So any business that I know that's done anything great with that is tracking their opportunities, their pipeline, their sales through those things. And they don't have high requirements for entering things, but they definitely do want to hear about the meetings that you have done in the day and what the stage is for your various opportunities. Now, I've never managed salespeople directly, but I can assume that they're virtually impossible to manage and very inefficient people. They don't use computers that well, so they'll sandbag you on your processes, and they'll sandbag you on the processes, then they'll try to sell you on implementing a new system, because when you implement a new system, that just helps them to super sandbag while you implement that system. The end result of this is no entry of data whatsoever, and me continuing to just drive around making phone calls, never having to enter data whatsoever. So I was talking with a good friend of mine, and I determined that the way he was approaching CRM was kind of discussing, oh, CRM is everything. CRM is this, CRM is that. Oh, but you could just do financial somewhere else. So I determined that the definition of CRM is just what salespeople consider ERP. So a salesperson will call an ERP system a CRM, whereas I would say everybody else calls an ERP an ERP. So when you're in sales, and you might think I'm hating on you salespeople, I'm not hating on you. Salespeople, a lot of times though, the world seemingly revolves around them, or they think so anyways. So when you're in CRM, what do you care about? You only care about orders, quotes, etc., etc. So that to me is not a CRM, that's just part of an ERP system. It's part of your whole organization. So I would really love to know if somebody can give me a definition of CRM that's better than CRM is simply what salespeople call an ERP system, and whether or not you can define real useful features that you would want other than doing quotes, clearly having the history of your customer, clearly having a pipeline. Again, that's part of the CRM of SAP, but people don't want to enter the information to get that information out, even if it's very limited. So that's a little bit of a rant there. Again, not trying to hate on sales-based people. Very important and awesome. Just trying to really understand this in my exposure to many, many, many systems. I think ERP is a myth. Sorry. CRM. CRM is a bit of a myth. I would love to hear about how you keep up to date on all the SAP news and updates, add-ons, etc. Okay, so here is the dirty little secret. I don't spend a lot of time doing this. How I keep up to date on SAP is I use it. I use it every day. I listen to other consultants. And then that way I get to know more and more what features there are, and I experiment every day. If I see something, I will spend time and I will look into it and I will experiment with it and I will try it. If I hear of a cool way of doing something, I need to play around with it. That's partly why this chat, my YouTube channel show started. I couldn't find any details on the Crystal Reports check layouts. And I was like, I need to figure this out. And then when I figured it out, I'm like, I need to share this, because I would love it if I was able to share this with somebody. So I don't look up a lot of news. I definitely always read the what's new documents for the new major releases. And I'll usually watch some stuff on them. There's usually a what's new document and then like a feature release on it. And sometimes there's feature videos. So I'll definitely check those out. And like in terms of the roadmap and stuff, maybe like I'll see a roadmap at the end of the what's new. The updates, usually what I do is I will just update my own development system. So if I run into a new feature, I will explore it. I'm gonna push all the buttons that I see. Add-ons, usually it's driven by demand. So again, with something like B1UP, it was just always demands that when I looked at things, B1UP could do it. And then if there was like a customer project, I would again dig into something, do a proof of concept, test it for myself, and look up those. At this point, I know what kind of works and what kind of doesn't in terms of the add-ons that I use. And if it's something that I don't know, I will Google it. I don't like to use random add-ons. I don't like to use add-ons at all, except for B1UP. I would rather everything be vanilla SAP just with B1UP added and print and delivery. That's my perfect working system. Obviously, sometimes you need to use something like EDI or you need to use something else. So again, I have different solutions for the various things I've seen. And I don't keep too up to date with them. I know which ones I like, and I kind of rank them based on their vendor performance. You know, not more than their features, but the vendor performance will make your life really much better or really worse. If they don't answer your emails, they don't answer their support, then it's very difficult. No matter how nice the demo is, it just doesn't matter. So something like Boyam, again with B1UP, they're amazing. They get back to you so quickly. They always have answers for things. They have so many knowledge base articles. They've thought of a lot of fixes. It'll just automatically fix itself. They spend a lot of time improving their code so it doesn't fail that often. Obviously it will crash occasionally, but not very frequently. And so that's something that I really rank high. So I don't really seek out a lot of news. I you know, part of being a good consultant, I feel, is like using your tool really well. And the tool is SAP Business One. You don't need to just keep adding features and adding features. Having said that, I do experiment with them and I learn that way. And that kind of sets the foundation of my education on things. I'm just really a curious person. I want to talk a little bit more about death and dealing with loss. I mentioned that my dad died in 2018. So I had some colleagues contact me. So thank you. They saw my other podcast episode. I didn't mean to say that I should have clarified more, just saying, hey, like I wasn't like reaching out to talk about anything. I think I'm in a good place now. I was just saying that's why I was away from YouTube. At the time, like my dad was dying, I just went into, you know, got to do stuff mode. I'm the oldest son. And, I just had to take over. I just had to do what I had to do. I couldn't process it so much at the time. And honestly, it was quick. It was not from when he went into the hospital for the last time to when he died. It was like a different feeling. It was something that when it happened, it was not necessarily a shock. I mean, we saw it coming and it happened. But it was just like kind of changes your whole world. Once he died and we kind of settled all of the main business stuff, then it was more or less processing it for the funeral. I made a like a slideshow. I went through a lot of photos. I went through a lot of video. I went through a lot of stuff. And just processing through all those photos, all those videos, all those things, I had a lot of chance to reflect on it, and I had some really down days, and it was really a bummer, but it really did help me to process through it like really thoroughly. So by the time I got to the funeral, I felt like I had sat down and I reflected on it, and I realized that like a pillar of support in my life is just gone. So it changed my world and my perspective shifting to like, oh, well, if he can die, then I can definitely die. And, you know, it just makes you focus a little bit on death, which is a good thing. I think you're not going to live forever. So what you do, and I do have kids, like what you do to influence your kids matters, and you won't be able to influence them forever. I think it was a real shift into like being more of an adult. I try to joke around and be funny, but again, at the time I didn't want to be like a funny guy on the internet. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Maybe I'm not funny at all. But you gotta face it, And it took a couple of years, really. Like, I felt like I was able to keep working. I didn't want to do anything at the time. But then I started to realize, like, he didn't want me to sit around. And you can't just sit around being sad about it. Like I said, process it. Take the time that you need. Listen to what people are saying. And I think what helped me the most is a family friend. He said, your dad's not gone. You can always talk to him. And I think, like feeling, like remembering that I think about him every day. And, you know, I knew him well enough that I can basically ask him questions. So I think that really kind of helps me that he's not gone forever because he's always in my head. But having said that, it's not easy. And like, don't give up. Lean on your family and friends. Take time for yourself mentally. I used to have, I still like to try and have mental health Mondays. Like if I'm just doing terrible, which happens, seems like I'm by and large very positive. Some days it's really difficult. I just take a mental health Monday. I have to take the day off. I will just piddle around, do some projects, do some exercise, go for a drive, get some sushi and just go sit in a park and just reflect on what's going on, read a book, do something, just get away from it and just have some time for reflection. And that type of stuff really helps me. That's just one of the ways that I've really kind of tried to face it. Okay, testing is critical in preparing for go lives. Premature optimize. So there's always a balance in this. Premature optimization is the root of all evil. Donald Knuth or Newth. Premature optimization is the root of all evil. So that's the one side of the coin. You can't prematurely optimize for every single scenario. Okay, so you have to balance in a go live. Testing to have the critical functions working properly and that your scenarios have been mapped out properly to the process of the organization. But you can't prematurely optimize every single 80% processes. That's the ones you're going to be doing most of the time. The 20% or less processes, you're going to have a lot of users that are saying that these are critically important. But when you ask them, like, how often does this happen? They will overrepresent these for whatever reason. Sometimes they're not even required scenarios. They'll say, oh, it happens a lot. Okay, so then you go, oh, you do backflips trying to map all this into the system. And it turns out this never happens or it's easy to work around. Or it's not even an issue that will be an issue in SAP anymore. So you have to balance premature optimization with enough testing. You obviously want the main things to be able to happen, main process to be able to happen, and you want to be able to have a peripheral understanding of those 20% processes and have a plan in place, really ascertain whether those are important. The user has to drive this a lot of the times. You can only push somebody so far up the ladder. They need to take responsibility for themselves doing their testing, really trying to simulate and help you with real data. And they need to understand that there's going to be a change. And that if they don't do the testing, that they're not going to have a really great result. They need to take responsibility. This is their system. They need to see how it's built. They need to understand how it works. And they need to take responsibility, okay? The last thing I want to say is, don't try to solve serious matters in the middle of the night. Philip K. Dick. This really helps me because I'm like a weird ruminator, like, not ruminid like a cow, but I'm a ruminator. Like I wake up in the middle of the night and I just can't sleep. I just literally, my brain goes psh, and it just goes blah, 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 and like just keeps working. So I tell myself, don't try to solve serious matters in the middle of the night. Just go to sleep. Think about it in the morning. Very, very good way to approach it. So that's all for today. Season 1, Episode 11, General Q&A. Thank you guys very much for listening. You can go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com to see the video version. podcast.battleshipcobra.com for the audio version. I'm on all the major platforms. Thank you very much for listening or watching. Bye for now.